Once a month, we check in with Meredith Garlick, the CEO of Screen Queensland, to get a sneak peek at the films and television series that are being produced right here in Queensland. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, Anthony. Good to be back.
All rugged up as temperatures start to fall for our bit of winter.
Yeah. I was actually too cold walking the dog this morning, but I made it short and sweet.
I'm sure the dog appreciated that too. Well, let's take a look at what's happening around the state. And lots to talk about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Look, the first thing I actually want to do is a bit of a shout-out to a program that was aired on ABC last night as part of the Compass program. It was a short documentary called The 100 Plus Club, and it was about The 100 Plus Club, which is a social group for people over 100. So you've got to be pretty rare and pretty special to even get entry into this club. And it was just such a wonderful documentary, and it featured Ruth, who's a spring chicken at 101, Olive, who was 103, and Dexter, who is merely 100. Now, Ruth we would have seen before because she's the one who goes off to all the Masters games and wins all those awards because, of course, she's the only one competing in her age group.
Of course.
Olive loves to perform and sing, and sadly, Olive died just before the program aired, about 10 days beforehand, but she did actually get to see the project before she died. So, and Dexter writes novels, and he's from Roma, I think, and he, you know, he's still on the farm, but loves his writing. His writing is impenetrable, the actual look of the script on the page, but he has a very friendly helper to translate it for him. It was just, I don't know how many people might have watched it, but it was very heartwarming and inspiring, and just looking at the energy of those folks as they approach life was just, it was fantastic, it really was.
The 100 Club, and maybe we'll get there.
Look, I hope so.
In years to come.